All right, Wednesday evening, pull up my pants. This is 2:8:23, and I want to read the word, Overtake the Darkness, from Sunday. Okay, just as my spirit hovered over the darkness in the beginning, I want you, by my spirit, to hover over the darkness in your nation. So many just want to curse the darkness and then they move on. What good does cursing do? It just substantiates the darkness. You know, most platforms are just plagued by trolls. That's people criticizing and making ugly comments. I've noticed on Phil's deal, not on locals, but on Rumble, you talk about nasty. Yeah. Jesus said, just as I said, light be to the darkness, I would have you to do the same. This earth, this nation was seized in the spiritual realm first before it manifested in the natural. Therefore, my warriors must seize. In other words, the church failed and Satan prevailed. That's why our nation's the way it is. We can say it's a whole lot of problems, but in essence, that is where it started. Therefore, my warriors must seize the earth back, their nation back, to see it return to a godly nation, a godly earth in the natural. If we don't do the spiritual part of it, you just might as well forget the rest. It might last a few years. Yeah? The whole world is in darkness. Your nation is in darkness, even most in the truther movement. All have been compromised and under a spell. Yes, like Sleeping Beauty, this is the time of the great awakening, coming out of darkness to light. So many are waiting for someone else to do it, like Donald Trump or, you know, whoever. But I'm waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God, for they have the authority on the earth. That's you. No longer criticize those that are in darkness and need to boycott them. While they are pushing the satanic narrative, darkness, command the light to overtake the darkness, just like I did when I saw the earth in darkness. I said, light be, and it was. And you will say, light be, and it will be. A prime good example of this was Billy Brim. No, it wasn't Billy Brim. Well, she was talking with Billy Brim. She said, most people won't even listen to the news, but she said, it's because you don't know how to listen to the news. When the news comes forth, you counter it. It's God's word and God's narrative. Yeah, that's the way you do it. I said, light be, and it was. You will say, light be, and it will be. You will chase those things You'll call those things that be not as though they are, as though they... Let me read that again. You will call those things that be not as though they are, as I did. Command their eyes to be open. For none know all the truth or the full scope of what is taking place. Right now, there's not any intel coming out. Not really. They're just speculating. For none know all the truth or the full scope of what is taking place. All are in darkness to a certain extent. This is your mission field. Let your words bless and not curse. Guard your heart, for out of it is where you create. Satan himself appears as an angel of light. This is how even the truthers have become deceived. Even Christians that are substituting my word for doctrines of demons. As the light comes, the angel of light will be exposed. Stay in the light, walk in the light, for the deception is strong. Therefore, I said that I would shorten the days, lest all would perish. I will do what I said I would do. Especially target those in the truther movement that influence the most people. They carry the most weight, and when they have the darkness broken from them, they will help to bring the darkness off of many. Many will know the truth, and the truth will make them free. The light is coming. It will be so bright, like a big spotlight. It will expose all the things hidden in the darkness. There will be no longer any place to hide. I do not cast a shadow, for there is no darkness in me or in my children. There's nothing secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. As you hear the demonic narrative pour forth, break the darkness from the proclaimer and command them to come into the light. Bless them and do not curse them, for no one has full knowledge of everything. I am the only one and that knows all the truth, for I am the truth. This will set forth a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. Refuse to allow guile to come out of your mouth. Your faith depends on walking in love. Division is one of the greatest weapons the enemy has. He knows a house divided against itself cannot stand. This, right now, is the truther community's biggest threat. To talk against, even if they are wrong, is like shooting yourself in the foot. I've told you before not to pray against things, but for things. Not to speak against things, but for things. My body is only as strong as their love walk. You've been waiting on me. Well, I've been waiting on you. Occupy. All right. Get a drink after that. So the title of this tonight is called Strong Delusion. All right, we're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Begin with verse 1 there. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I put unsealed, Revelation chapter 5. The agenda has already been revealed. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that? When I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All right, the word in the Strong's of delusion, it means fraudulence, a strain from orthodoxy or piety. To me, that says doctrine, God's word. All right? In other words, what Satan did to Eve in the garden, Genesis 3, 1 through 13. Have a look, see at that. I'm well acquainted with that. I'm well acquainted, man. Ever been duped by the devil? Yeah. All right, Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, and knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave it to me, gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I believe this is the state of the body of Christ present day. Those in the so-called truther movement, mainly the podcasters, are pushing the narrative that the Bible is antiquated. It has so many parts missing that you can't get an accurate view. I listened to a podcaster yesterday evening that I believe is spirit-filled. He has given reference to praying in the Spirit on many occasions. He made the statement that magic can be used for good or for evil. Well, that one turned me inside out. I broke the spirit of darkness and deception from his mind and those with him and commanded the light to come. I think he has a pretty good following. So that's just what this word said that we were to do. First, it made me star-craving mad. I just was furious. I'm thinking, how dare you deceive God's people the way you're doing it? Anyway, then I grabbed hold of myself and said, No, Lord, that's what you told us to do. You told us when we heard that stuff, that's when we were to break the darkness off of them, the ones that are influencing the many. Does this sound like enticement, like what happened in the garden? God said, but the devil said, hath God said? Is this what is going on today? Yeah, it is. There are several Christians reading tarot cards that say the same thing. I caution you not to get caught up in this lie. It is all part of the deception. How could they be right? How could they be right? All right, let's look at some scriptures. Acts chapter 8. Verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, for the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. And when they believed Philip's preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Yeah. Right here, sorcery means magic. And I've heard the same thing come out of some truthers, that the tarot cards can be used for good or for bad. All right. You will recall in the book of Enoch where the fallen ones taught mankind enchantments and astrology. Yeah. All right, we're going to look at a couple of Old Testament scriptures. This is Leviticus 19:26. There's many, but I just put a few down to make the point. I want to get in their face and say, how dare you? Leviticus 19:26. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times. You know, the kingdom of God, there's not time. But we're structured by time here. Yeah. Numbers 23:23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? No, God's not for enchantment and magic. Strong's, the word enchantment means whisper a magic spell to prognosticate. The programmer said to the listeners that magic can be used for good or bad. So get that thinking out of your heads, is what he said. The traditional Christian values, get that thinking out of your head. Talks very condescendingly, like you're... This one in particular talks to the people like they're absolute morons. You know? Like you're scolding children. And I'm thinking, is that all part of it? It's a, I don't know. I don't know how to put the, what word to use to put it into what I pick up there. Like, well, we know a lot more than you do, but we can't tell you anything. You know, I'm really to the point that I want the truth, and I don't want to hear any more of that BS. I'll just put it that way. All right. All right. The devil says we're not to mess with this kind of stuff. All it takes is a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there, hearing that to begin to try to form a thinking in your mind. I know what I'm talking about. We're in the days that people are calling good evil and evil good. Isn't that what that is? Or this is Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. How can someone say that? Someone that's a Christian say? When the Bible, it's in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I mean, my gosh, Paul had to deal with the woman that was doing the divination. She was a fortune teller. She liked these tarot card readers. He cast a demon out of her. Simon the sorcerer. Wasn't it Peter that said, you're not going to be able to, you're going to be blind for a time or whatever it was? But I'm just going, I don't understand. Unless you've read all the narrative and you've listened to all the stuff and you've totally discounted what the Word has to say. Based on the logic, hath God said? The logic that you have has been presented to you. Okay. Our earth is under strong delusion. If these fallen ones taught the men before the flood about the dark arts, what do you think they're doing today? Matthew 24, 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall it be also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're sitting in the days of Noah. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding in the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Isn't that the way it was in Noah's day? Yeah. Demon knowledge. That's what demon means, knowledge. From what I understand, I think I did a look that up, and I believe that's what it is. This is probably, if not all, the coming releases of technology that are coming, like the med beds. Did Jesus die? Did he take the stripes for our healing on his back? Yes, he did. So what difference does it make if they come in with something bigger and better? If you're not going to trust God. Because you know what? You hear the Christians screaming the loudest about, we need to pray for the med beds, pray for the med beds. I'm going, dear God, he's trying to bring you out of Egypt now. Just to get all messed back up in it. From what I understand about the millennial reign, we won't need no med beds. Won't need no roads either. Okay. All right. I had a word a few years ago about the magic kingdom. I couldn't find the word. I looked at all the files, and I don't know where it is. I don't know what I've done with it. But it basically talked about, you know, Disney's dome, the magic kingdom, and all that's involved in that, big pharma, all the stuff with the harvesting of the children and their blood and all this stuff. This is all the magic kingdom that Cinderella has been asleep. And the prince had to come and kiss her and wake her up to get her out from under the spell of the wicked witch. This is exactly what's happened to our nation. All right. It's basically about the medical system, big pharma. The fallen ones taught them about the cutting of roots. This is pharmacy. Pharmakia. It is. It started out with the cutting of roots, witchcraft, eye of newt, you know what I'm saying? Oh, put a little bat wing in there. They got all kinds of poisons. The fallen ones taught it to them. Okay, the New Testament indicates witchcraft. Does God's word change? All right, Matthew 25, I wrote 24, but it's 25, I believe. 25, 35, let me see here. No, it's not. 25, 35 then. Right here, where I read to you just a while ago. Oh, right here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away. Those that are discarding the word, it's not going to pass away. Not ever. Well, it's, you know, it's no good for today. There's just so much missing. All right. It's amazing what we've been able to get accomplished with what we have, isn't it? All right. Revelation 3. I've made up my mind. I mean, I'm going to force myself to listen to a few podcasters and ones that have the big followers and speak what I need to speak over them, and then I'm going to delete them and get them off of my line. I don't want to hear anything they have to say after that. You've done what the Lord's told you to do. All right. Revelation 3:9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. How's Satan going to take your crown? Deception. Well, you know, there's 666 books they took out of the Bible. Maybe that's true. I don't know. Have you seen them? They say a lot of things. They've said a lot of things. Just making a point. I just want you to be aware. The sons of God are led by what? And who is the Spirit of God? The Word of God. All right, I'm going to read some scriptures. That's Romans 8, 14. The first one. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They're not led by tarot cards. They're not led by magic. He ought to change his theme song. Do you believe in magic? I mean, I just... All right, John 1. Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Period. End of story. Never let go of God's Word. I don't care who says what. Don't let go of what you know to be true when you hear these doctrines of demons. The same podcaster, along with another one that has worldwide followers, made fun of flat earth. And there's over 200 scriptures to substantiate flat earth in our few books that we have. All right. Both these people are spirit-filled, and I'm just going... Dear God, open their eyes. I know they don't mean to be deceived, but they just listen too many times to the wrong thing to get where they're at. They had to. All right, I'm going to look at some more scriptures here. Luke 21, 8. But there's this arrogance that we know better than you. We have more knowledge than you. Luke 21:8. And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come into my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. In other words, I'm the way, this is the way. No, that isn't the way. You have to recognize that. There's only one way, and it's Jesus, and it has nothing to do with any of them. All right, 1 Corinthians 15. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. That's why kids go to college, and a lot of times, heard someone say this, in the first year, they're completely lost their faith. They just heard the other narrative. They say Charles Darwin was a preacher. He had gone to seminary to be a preacher. And he got sidetracked along the way, and he ended up being, you know, he's the one that's evolution. A lot of them were ministers that were all into that mess during that time, and they got messed up and sidetracked. And now we have this garbage we have today. See, they're spiritual people. Well, you know, we can use that spiritual for good or for bad. Oh, no. Two completely different camps, and that's what they fail to see. All right. The next one, this Galatians 6, 7. There's a reason Jesus said if he didn't shorten the days, there wouldn't be anybody left because of deception. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For if he soweth to his flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. See, witchcraft is of the flesh, according to Galatians chapter 5. Is that 5? Yeah, 5. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We got to hold the line whether we want to or not. You know, because we have the truth. We really do have the truth. Okay, 2 Timothy 3. Verse 1 here. Did I start at 1? No, start. Let's start at 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration. All, even what we have. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You don't think the Lord knew what they would do if they did take the Bible? We do know some books have been taken out. We do know that. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Even with 66 books. Yeah. All right, Revelation 18:23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. They believed in magic. Sorceries here means medication, pharmacy, i.e. magic or witchcraft. Chapter 19, verse 20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his name. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. They're all going in the pit, those who don't repent. All right, 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Be very wise and not allow anyone to discount God's credibility to you. We better be following Jesus when 1,000 are falling at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. This is discouraging to me to know that so many are so messed up in their thinking. They were deceived because they did not cut off that narrative. Say, no, it doesn't go by the standard that I know, the Word of God. It does not fit this standard. Instead of throwing out that, they threw out the Word. Or it fit, whatever part fit them they kept and the other part they threw out. All right. In Noah's day, he became known as that old coot up on the hill. Up there building that big old boat, right here, 120 years in the making. They laughed at him, ridiculed him, but the day it started to rain, there was no more laughing. A lot of screaming. A lot of beating on that big old boat. Which there's a documentary out there that they found that boat. I mean, it's, well, Danny showed it to me. And so I'm thinking, God's showing his signs right here. You're in the days of Noah. Yeah. All right, Matthew 7. They're saying, we're sorry we didn't believe you, but it's too late. 7:13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Yeah. Strong's here. Broad means wide and spacious. Narrow means to crowd. I would rather be considered narrow-minded than broad-minded in this respect. Narrow, just seeing Jesus before you and following him and keeping close to his word. Broad, let's so much in that you quit following God altogether. Well, I want to be open-minded. Not to the point of losing your faith over it. Taking up doctrines of demons. All right, one more scripture. 1 Timothy 4, and we'll be done. It's really the rest of what I didn't read a while ago. Okay. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, verse 1, that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. What they used to believe was absolutely no. Now, I think differently now. Forbidding to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For godly exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. And if you really hear what they have to say, they're all wrapped up in the new technologies and doing all this stuff, buying you a grounding mat, sleeping with a grounding mat, because the earth is electric and we're electric and we need to do it, and it does all these wonderful healing properties. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's all about the outward. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we will both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God as the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach.